Okay, good morning, everyone. We are back. We are on page Ayin Beis. We are in the chapter of Pegia, which is going to Hashem and asking again. Quantity is important in addition to quality. And Rav Pinkus points out something that is very important. It's something that I actually struggled with mightily over different points in my life. He writes in the top of page Ayin Beis, good morning. V'hinei kan tzarech zehirus rabba kishemishtamish b'tzura zu shel tefillah. A person needs to be extra careful when approaching davening with this type of tefillah, the tefillah of pegia, of quantity. Shelo yikanes mirov dvarim laklal, to not enter into the following rule, kol marbe dvar mevichet. Someone who speaks too much brings about sin. Mi gadoloni mi choni ha-ma'agel. We know the story of Choni Ma'agel on the Gemara in Tainis. Sha'amru lo, they said to him, Umale Choni Atef, not for the fact that you're the great Choni, goes reini alecha nidu. We would throw you in Cherim. Shech Shivu Oso Kimizazel B'Kvot Harab. They looked at Choni and they thought he was doing was inappropriate. Choni, if you know the Gemara, Choni wanted, they're asking Choni to daven for rain. And we know he drew the circle and he said, Ribbono Shalom, I'm not leaving here until you make rain. And the rain started. He said, that's not the rain I'm talking about. I want it to be a heavier rain. And then the rain became too heavy, back and forth. And then when he wanted to leave, he wanted it to stop raining. And he kept on just, I don't want to say badgering, being a nudnik, chas v'shalom, we're talking about Choni Ma'agel, but he kept on just going at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for basically the same thing. And he wanted it to be exactly precisely they wanted it. They said, if not for the fact that you're Choni, so you have a dispensation to do that. But if not for the fact that you're a Choni, then we would throw you into Cherim. So you see that even within your davening, we spoke about telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, almost being brazen and stubborn in our davening, but there also is a danger. So he says, V'yesh b'zeh shnei dvarim. There's two things we have to be mindful of. Ha'echad, shanu rechokim me'od miladas mahi tovaseinu ha'amitis. This is point number one, which is very important. We don't really know what's best for us. We don't know what's in our best interests. Don't be too focused or too stubborn on one specific point. A person is davening for money. A person, probably when they're younger, is davening for a certain wisdom or intellect. Or maybe they're davening for that, for their children.
There's
so many things we've davened for, we've asked for. How many times have we davened for something and begged Hashem, we didn't get what we wanted, and then at some point it turned out that was the best thing in the world, that Hashem, so to speak, didn't answer, he answered our tefillos, didn't say no. We don't really know, so we're going to talk in the next paragraph what to do. We don't really know. Pick anything we're diving for now. There'll be exceptions of peace and safety and health. But a lot of the other things we're diving for, we don't really know if they're in our best interest. And therefore, he writes, Ve'etzel azeh levakesh tamid b'ofen klali. The etzel, the advice here, is to always ask in a more generic sense, meaning, u'benusach kezeh shemashmu usohu the request is that it should be the Ratzon Hashem. Ukigon, kishmispal al shidach. Person is davening for a shidach. What should the tefillah be? Yivake she yizamin lo kadosh baruch hu shidach ki Ratzon Hashem b'shvilo. I daven that a shidach should be the best shidach for me. Or if I'm davening for a child, it should be not just Give me a shidduch tomorrow. Give me a talmud chacham, a mensch. It should be Hashem provide the shidduch that's best for this individual. Okay, shmis palo parnasa. Sometimes we know from the Mesil Sesharim, haosher is a nisayon. Too much parnasa. I always argue with my wife when the lottery gets really, really, really high. I say I'm not buying a ticket. I don't want to. I'm Okay, maybe $1 million I'll take. $100 million, I'm not convinced that's good for me. I don't know what that would do to me. I'm happy with my life. I might leave the shul and go learn somewhere. I don't know. I love what I do. She's like, okay, buy the ticket. We'll deal with that. We'll deal with that afterwards. But sometimes we're asking to close a deal or get a job. That might not be in our best interest. And therefore, the tefillah should be, v'yivaki shul ya'akvu achatayim v'kategorim ritzonis baruch le'etiv Hashem. The challenges shouldn't get in the way. I struggled with this mightily, really for the first time, when Shush and I were married, and she was applying to medical school. And we were back and forth, is this the right thing, is it the wrong thing, should she go to medical school, should she not go to medical school? We could talk about that whole, the different cheshbonos later. I'm sure you're happy we made that decision, I hope. But as we're going through the process, what am I davening for? My davening that she gets in? Maybe it's not best that she gets in. So what are you davening for? A person's looking for a job. When things were going on here back 8 years ago with the assistant rabbi, and then a year and a half ago, what is the tefillah? So when we went through this the last time, some people told me that we don't have Nevi'im today. We don't have an Urim V'Tumim. So you have to decide with Eitzah from Rabbanim what's best for you in your life. And if you determine that what's best for you, then you daven for that. Because otherwise you never know anything. But others, many, most said exactly what Pinchas is saying. You're davening that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should put you in the spot that is best for your growth. Best to fulfill your tafkid. He knows what's best.
You have to daven for that. That should happen
mehila. Oh, so why do you have to daven for that? Because obviously Hashem, whatever Hashem does is going to be for your best. So why do you have to daven for that? Okay, so this gets into the free will.
Another way of looking at it, it could be daven that you see Hashem's plan, that you see that plan, that you know that it's the best for you, because it's, you always have this doubt, you always make this cheshbonos, I don't know, it's for the best. If you see that this is the rosh of Hashem, then you know that you can just give up.
Nikom le'einenu nikmas dama v'decha shofu. We ask that Hashem should achieve his nikama. So we should see.
We should see it. I said this once in the last mincha of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah. We come to shul. It's after 7 o'clock, right, at that time of year, and we daven Barech Aleinu Es Hashanah Hazos. Hashem, give me parnasa this year. This year, the stock market's closed. Your phones are off. You're in shul. What could happen? What could happen? And it's here. It's maybe 3 minutes before Shkia. What's gonna happen? So. We know the world could change in a second. The world could change in a second. Or it means, and I think your Shlomo Kluger says this, Barech Aleinu Hashanah Zos Hashem, help me feel that this year was a bracha. I should be able to look back at this year and recognize that it was a bracha. But leaving aside your question, which I think is more philosophical, we have to daven, says Rav Pinchas. We don't really know what's best, so I'm davening, help it be what's best for me. Help Hashem put me in the situation, whether it's Parnasa or Shaduchim or Refua. It could be Hashem wants a person that we don't know. Hashem, that's the tefillah.
Are you allowed to daven that Hashem's ratzon should come through with the least suffering possible? Is that
of course. True? Of course. His point is that be careful when you ask for specific. Now, Refua is going to be different because Hashem wants us to daven for Refua. That's part of the, I think, Ishtalos of getting better. But be careful what, so to speak, what you ask for, because we don't really know what's in our best interests. V'adavar asheni, shagam k'shan mevakshim l'man shmo yisparach, and this is very relevant today, when we're davening for things that are for Hashem, ala geula, we're davening for geula, v'havtachas achras ayavim, we're davening for Mashiach to come, v'chol ha'anyanim, shekvar kavu lanu chazal shem l'ratzim l'fnei Hashem. Right, we don't know Ratzon Hashem when it comes to Parnasa, when a person's going to find the Shidduch, Refua, but certain things we know that Ratzon Hashem. We're doubting for the Geula. We should be doubting for the Geula. Chafetz Chaim said the most important bracha in Shemon Esrei is V'lishalayim Yerucha Barachamim Tashuv. That's Laman Shemo. He says, even then, Gam Bezeh Tzarech Mod Lehizahir B'Chvod Shemayim. We have to be very careful that our focus, our interest, our perspective is for Kavod Hashem. Ukaloshon Chazal binyan hatfila chavrusa kalape shmaya miika. Are you buddies with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So when we speak, and he's going to go on to talk about that, there's this dichotomy, this inherent struggle between distance and closeness. We say Baruch Ata. We don't say like, you know, when the guy comes back from yeshiva and everything's Rebbe, 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 how's the Rebbe doing? We talk to Hashem, Baruch Ata, you. But at the same time, he's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Esh El Chalasso. We can't get too close. This, I said this the other week. We take our three steps back because there's distance, then we take our three steps forward because there is that closeness. So how to balance that, we have to be careful. Chavrusei Kalav Eshmai. We're not, and it's just some one of the, you know, people are discussing the thank you Hashem movement and how we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a good thing to thank Hashem. But at a certain time, there has to be this balance between closeness and distance. Hashem, we're not slapping him five and patting him on the back. But we say Baruch Atah and we talk to him all the time. And we'll go through on tomorrow, Mirat Hashem, the rest of that struggle. Have a wonderful day.